Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Stash. So yes, what's going on? How can I assist, Alonzo?
Hello, Emma. I wanted to ask you, so you sent me a request from Facebook, and it was the wrong number on there. Is that the number that the customer did it wrong, or was it something on you guys' end?
Oh, let me take a look. What request was that, if I may ask?
It was, let me see. Let me pull it up.
Mm-hmm. Is that the call tracking number, or it's a different number, or what? But
it was
it's not
phone
your number,
number,
obviously. It is?
Nuh-uh. It was the phone number that the customer left. It was a 313-947 number. 4057.
Where did you see this number, if I may ask?
It came in yesterday. It was text to me. Yesterday at 1:48. It was a lead from my Facebook campaign.
Okay, I see. So that's actually another number, and I would suggest you save that number, because moving forward, you'll be getting the leads from that number.
Oh, so I won't be getting the leads through Local Splash no more?
Yeah. Is that, let me see, 87, hold on. I believe we have a different number. Let me just check and see if that matches.
No,
okay,
no,
hold on.
Not you guys' phone number. The customer, the contact phone number for the customer was wrong.
Oh.
They call back number Diamond, Irving. You forward this lead to. Yeah, you forward this lead to me, and it was the customer callback number wasn't right.
313-947. Okay, I see it now. And, sir, this number was actually provided by the client. So if it's incorrect, then I'm just afraid we're not able to really get the right number because, again, it's the client who provided that.
Do you have any way of reaching out to them or no?
Let me see. Let me check if he entered an email. No, unfortunately, that's the only information he typed in, Diamond Irving, and that phone number, sir.
Oh, maybe they made a mistake and did the wrong number. I wanted to ask you, what was my budget for Facebook? Hold on 1 second, Emma, okay?
Okay.